6 years ago, yesterday, on February 24th, 2018, I was installed as the rector of St. Luke's Los Gatos by Bishop Mary Gray Reeves. It was a glorious day, probably in the top five best days of my life. 4 months into my time here, still in that honeymoon phase with you, there was much joy. Old friends came from Boston, Chicago, D.C., and San Francisco. Parishioners from four previous parishes where I had served also showed up, including 40 people from St. Luke's Long Beach, where I had just been interim rector, who caravanned 7 hours to celebrate with us. The church was packed. One of my favorite parts of the service was when different representatives of the congregation came up and presented me with symbols of my new job, a Bible, a book of canon law. John DeSantis, the senior warden at that time, gave me the keys to the church, which I still have today. If you know John, you know his sense of humor. I asked two local businesses to participate as well, to show our intention to be part of this community. Terry Hope, owner of the Los Gatos Coffee Roasting Company, presented me with a wonderful basket of gifts from the coffee shop and with this exchange of words here. She said, "Ricardo, join me in awakening the conscience of our Los Gatos community to the needs and struggles of others." To which I responded, "Amen. When the world's problems seem too steep, may we brew fresh hope in sluggish hearts." And Dom, a worker from Icing on the Cake, made this presentation. "Ricardo, receive this salted caramel cupcake as a symbol of our work together to sweeten the lives of this community." To which I responded, "Amen. And may those fattened with abundance work it off in service and generosity to others." As I said, it was a glorious day. There is a photo of me right now on Facebook bursting out of the church after that service, fists raised in the air in triumph, red cope flaring behind me like some superhero in flight. You should see it. But smack dab in the middle of that service was a moment where I knelt at this altar rail and recited this prayer in front of everyone, which included these words. "O Lord my God, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, yet you have called your servant. To you and to your service I devote myself, body, soul, and spirit. May all the desires of my heart and will center in what you would have me do. In prayer, quicken my devotion. In praises, heighten my love and gratitude." In other words, and to paraphrase today's gospel reading, "I surrender myself to you, O God. Help me take up my cross and follow you." As I prayed these words before everyone that day, I got a little choked up and started crying a bit. And this is why. I was so grateful for all the love and support that surrounded me. I truly wasn't sure I was worthy or capable. And a part of me did not want this. A shackling of my life. Why am I telling you this? Well, 2 weeks ago, I encouraged you from this pulpit to not only not check your brains at the door of this church, but also to bring in with you a sense of awe and wonder before God. Last week, I urged you to remember that you are beloved by God and to live your life through the lens of that knowledge. This week, I'm afraid the Holy Spirit calls me to afflict you with discomfort. And there goes my award for most popular priest. But if you think about it, these are the three core aspects of our Christian faith. Awe and wonder, the sense of being beloved, and the call to carry our cross in service. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. We've heard these words many times in our church-going lives. But have you really stopped and listened? What Jesus is saying here basically is, you know, I didn't come just to make you feel good about yourself. The purpose of my death was not to make your life comfortable. I was setting an example. That's what follow me means. In case you hadn't noticed, under the shroud behind me, there's a dead guy on a cross. There is no way to see that as not harsh. And this is what makes us so uncomfortable as Christians. We are actually called by Jesus to sacrifice something of ourselves to follow him. Now, God does see us as beloved already. That is not in question. But time and time again, we are dragged into discomfort by our scripture readings, by our liturgies, and by our world. That is, if we are truly listening to them. From today's gospel passage, Jesus began to teach his disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be betrayed, rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, but turning, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. For you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." This is what we do too. We don't want to hear the nasty bits of Christ's life. We want to pal around with buddy Jesus, not bloody Jesus. And when I was kneeling at this altar rail 6 years ago, crying as I professed obedience to God's will, it's because I knew deep inside that it would take over my life. And today, 6 years later, I am exhausted. I am so tired. And I would love to say to you something like, but this vocation is so rewarding, it's worth it, and I'm so grateful for every minute. But I am not. I would love to have a weekend with nothing to do. I would love to sleep in past 9 a.m. The last time I did that was in November. But please don't get me wrong. I am not trying to elicit your pity. I'm trying to tell you that there is a price you pay when you follow Jesus Christ. And it's not always going to be pretty or fun or fulfilling. It's gonna suck sometimes. Yet you are called to follow him, each and every one of you. You are called to discomfort and struggle and unease. Because this is a world of friction, and we simply cannot glide through it without getting snagged on something, unless we've coated ourselves with blindness to the suffering of others. But then we aren't followers of Christ, are we? We are not living with integrity or compassion. To care is to hurt. It is not noble to suffer, but to truly be alive is to feel pain. Now, I know that some of you already suffer with a personal tragedy loss, or illness, yours or a loved one's, and I'm not trying to burden you with more than you can handle. But I am enjoining you to try to look beyond yourself and those you love to see the needs of the world and to act. Or to look beyond yourself and at least see those around you with a more compassionate eye. When it starts feeling uncomfortable, you're doing it right. And one other thing, since I'm on a roll. Find the Satan in you that blocks you from embracing Christ's call and vanquish him. Look for the ways in your life that you set your mind on human things, not divine things. What is the Satan in your life you need to get behind you in order to fulfill God's purpose for you? Now, this is the point in my sermon where I would usually suggest a list of things that might answer that question, hoping that you find one in the bunch. Oh, I'm lazy, I procrastinate, I'm not nice to other people. I'm not going to do that today. Instead, I will just ask the question I always have to ask myself. Where in your life have you let yourself off the hook when you shouldn't have? I don't mean you should be beating yourself up about anything. But we all have something in our lives where we take the easier route rather than the one we have a sneaking suspicion God would rather we take. The Reverend Dr. Munther Isaac is a Palestinian Christian pastor and theologian who leads the Evangelical Lutheran Christmas Church in Bethlehem. He recently had this to say about our timidity as a church in challenging the evils of the world. When the church does not want to lose its comfort, something is seriously wrong with our Christian witness. All of this while we claim to follow a crucified Savior who sacrificed everything, endured pain and rejection for the sake of those he loved. We claim we follow him, but are not even willing to sacrifice our comfort. I'm sorry if I'm harsh with you today. I really am. But I'm so tired, and I lacked the energy to package this up more nicely for you. So in closing, I'd like to offer an opportunity and invite you to repeat that prayer with me that I made here 6 years ago, kneeling at that altar rail. I invite you to say it quietly where you sit, almost to yourself. Sometimes I think that's how God hears us best. So if you feel you can, please quietly repeat after me to God. O Lord my God, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Yet you have called your servant. To you and to your service I devote myself, body, soul, and spirit. May all the desires of my heart and will center in what you would have me do. In prayer, quicken my devotion. In praises, heighten my love and gratitude. I surrender myself to you, O God. Help me take up my cross and follow you. Amen.